This is New England Public Radio News. Wayfair, the online furniture mammoth, will formally open a new call center this week in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, with plans to hire 300 people. Many tout it as a big win for the regional economy, but not compared to the nearly 14,000 jobs that once existed at the now-closed General Electric plant. And yet, as New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, those working to shape a new economy in the Berkshires are not looking for another GE.
Just hang tight. I think they're on their way.
On a sidewalk on North Street in Pittsfield, a small but enthusiastic group is awaiting the arrival of Bright Abbey. It's July, and he's about to celebrate the grand opening of his African clothing store.
Hi. People are ready for you.
These well-wishers aren't just passers-by. Most represent economic development groups in the city, like Linda Dooley, member of the Pittsfield Economic Revitalization Corporation. As Abbey gets ready to cut the ribbon stretched across his new store, Dooley wishes him well.
Amen. May you spawn other businesses in our downtown community.
Amen.
And bring others to open up businesses in downtown Pittsfield.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This kind of support, even for small retailers, is strong in Pittsfield, a shift from the days when the region sought the return of a big employer like GE. As the crowd moves the celebration into the store, Keith Girard of the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center Network says every new business is important.
What we'd like to say is that we look to create local economies with one business at a time.
Girard, whose group helped Bright Abbey with financial planning, says one business attracts more businesses.
Like anything, things move like slowly, and then all of a sudden it clicks, and things are starting to click. Oh, have been clicking, actually, for a while.
He says in the last 2 or 3 years, there's been a positive shift in Pittsfield. But it's been a long time coming. General Electric sold off its last division about a dozen years ago. Well, before that, starting in the mid-1980s, the company laid off thousands of workers. It was a good place to work, says retiree Jim Russo, who worked in engineering at GE.
You couldn't beat it. I mean, for the benefits they had and the pay they had, it was the best around.
Russo is eating lunch at a monthly gathering in Pittsfield of former employees. Richard Astori worked about 30 years for the company. He says GE did a lot for the city. That is, until it left.
It crippled the city, really. I mean, you lost good-paying jobs. And, you know, then nothing took its place.
Nothing as big did. GE had hired thousands of people with experience and without.
For decades, you could go to the Union Hall or to GE right out of high school and get a job, a union job with benefits.
Richard Floyd is a retired minister from Pittsfield's First Church of Christ.
And you could buy a home in Pittsfield, and you could send your kids to college, and you could have vacations, and you could own a car. And then that all went away.
Floyd arrived in Pittsfield in 1982, early enough to have a vivid memory of a bustling North Street. But later, stores started leaving.
After downtown Pittsfield and North Street, retail dried up a bit. You got this sense of a loss of some of the cohesion of the community. You know, something was really lost.
I lived through it as a child and then, you know, really young adult.
That's Jonathan Butler, who grew up in Cheshire in the late 1980s and 90s. He's now the president and CEO of One Berkshire, a business development group. Butler remembers the parents of friends who were unemployed or underemployed, and he says the massive job losses at GE led to families living in poverty.
That ultimately fuels problems with opioid abuse and, you know, drugs and alcohol and some of even the crime activity that we see in little pockets of the Berkshires and in little small neighborhoods in Pittsfield that, you know, that concerns us all.
Butler says the community is still recovering a generation and a half later. But he says the answer is not another GE.
If we were to have another employer with 10 or 15,000 jobs come in, that would scare me. I think that would scare those of us that work in economic development.
If one employer of that scale makes a decision to leave, Butler says the region would spend another generation recovering. He says what's better for the Berkshires are smaller companies of different sizes, such as those with 25 to 40 employees.
And if they want to expand, the expansion is usually, you know, 5 new jobs or 7 new jobs. And we have a lot of that happening in the Berkshires, but it's healthy.
Ann Butler says if those companies decide to close up shop in today's Berkshire economy, the laid-off workers will have what he calls a soft landing because there's a shortage of trained applicants.
Our big challenge right now isn't more jobs. It's actually having the workforce needed by the existing employers so that they themselves can thrive.
For example, General Dynamics, which replaced one of GE's divisions, has a couple dozen job openings in Pittsfield posted right now, some of which have been open for several months. To compound that problem, Pittsfield lost about 18% of its population since 1980. Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer says now training programs at local high schools and colleges help to keep young people from leaving here.
They can go right from high school and get an entry-level position at Berkshire Health Systems, or they can go on to Berkshire Community College and enter their nursing program.
Besides training, Tyer says economic resilience grows out of a diverse economy that in Pittsfield includes the arts, healthcare, small business, and advanced manufacturing. While GE has only a few employees still in Pittsfield, it remains one of the city's biggest property taxpayers. And as part of its toxic waste cleanup agreement, the company gave millions of dollars to the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority and the city.
Right now, we still have about $3.5 million in that fund, and we've had a number of successes using that money to leverage private investment.
The city used it to help fund the Berkshire Innovation Center, located on old GE property, and to help fund the renovation of the Colonial Theater. Tyer says the arts economy used to exist mostly south and north of Pittsfield, but the restoration of the theater helped change that.
After that, we began to see more and more investment in the art and culture economy, followed by more restaurants, more pubs, followed by people living downtown. It's a very deliberate effort.
Tyer says there are more young professionals and active retirees living in downtown apartments, but not everyone feels things are getting better.
We need somebody that will get up and do something.
Mary Butler, a retired factory worker, cast her vote for Tyer's opponent, City Councilor Linda Mazzeo, in the mayoral preliminary election last month.
Like Pittsfield, back to Pittsfield used to be. North Street's dead. I was going to give it a funeral.
It's on North Street, where Bright Abbey opened his shop in July. Now, he says, business is sometimes busy for a few days, and then no buyers.
It's on and off. I think that will be how the business runs in Pittsfield. That's what I see.
That's what he sees as he's getting started.
At the beginning of everything, there's a challenge, and you need to pursue and see how far you go. So I'm not giving up.
Even if the city's economy faces challenges, most people aren't hankering for GE to start up again and save it. Not that the company could. This week it announced it's freezing pensions of some current employees to reduce debt. Regardless, Pastor Richard Floyd says the city may have grown tired of being a teenager to the GE parent.
A lot of dependence on GE, but a certain resentment too.
GE held all the cards, he says, but that's no longer true. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.